It is time for the Spillover, sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. Mother's Day, 9 days away. Great gift for Mother's Day is a gift card from Raising Cane's. Check them out at RaisingCane'sGear.com. One love. We've had a lot of questions, but again, thanks again to Jason, Peter, Grant Whisper for joining us since the 7 a.m. hour. Appreciate
for
you
two
guys.
Hours. Thank
yes, this
you.
Is great.
You guys are busy.
It's like 10 minutes. I feel like we've been in here for 10 minutes.
It goes quick. Sip had to depart. He had to get to somewhere. But
he's got a lot more free time. You're up on roofs doing roofing.
Yeah.
Grant's at Firethorn.
Let's be honest.
Jason's at Firethorn.
Okay, we pride ourselves on being on honesty here.
Yes.
Sip is going to marriage therapy right
now. Right. So he didn't want to say it, but that's where he's at. He's meeting Trixie over there, and they're going to work through this.
That's right.
And Jason said, he goes, so you're just gonna forget the last 20 years. That's gonna be your that's your plan.
That's what you do.
Erase all the things that didn't go right.
And ballsy was the word.
Ballsy was the key word. Yes, from that. There's no doubt about that.
We've had several people texting now. Jason was here last week and told a quick story about Grant's time in St. Louis about Coach Vermeil.
Yeah, we gotta hear
that. People want to address it. Can you bring up exactly what you said and see if Grant agrees, Jason?
Coach Vermeil was Grant's alarm clock
for one game.
Yeah. Oh, one day.
One game.
One game. Is that, it was just one game?
It was just one.
One game is basically the whole season. The whole season's your whole career.
First of all, Jason's right. Never let facts get in the way of a good story.
True. We never.
One game is the whole time you were there. That's how I see it, too.
Yeah,
that's 100%.
Yeah. But no, Grant has borderline narcolepsy, right?
Like, no, I mean, it's pretty bad. I used to fall asleep in meetings. Coach Samuel would have me stand up in meetings because I'd fall asleep so much. And one day he caught me sleeping standing up in meetings. And he's like, all right, just sit back down before you hurt yourself.
Well, you would never fall asleep with in Charlie's.
Not in Charlie's. No, that wouldn't happen.
See, that was cool. Our senior year, the rush ends came in and we were together pretty much the entire time through meetings, and then Charlie was kind of coaching them as well. So it was neat to be able to do that our senior year. You know?
So it was just a Grant.
Well,
it's Coach Vermeil.
So we hadn't beat the 49ers, and we played them twice a year. We hadn't beat the 49ers for 8 years, and then finally went out to Candlestick and beat them. So when I came home, it was a good flight home. I mean,
those are fun flights, right? Yeah.
Nobody was sober when the plane landed.
Yeah.
And Coach lived about three doors down from me, and so I just walked down and stuck a post-it note to his door. It was like, hey, if I'm late tomorrow, give me a call.
So, that's even better.
Yeah.
Listen, if I'm late tomorrow, just swing by.
Yeah.
That is where something is different. You get on a college flight, and that's all I was ever on, was you get on college flights on the way home. Everybody's happy, but you're just eating like ice cream Dove bars or something, and the coaches are all on their laptops and doing their work, whatever. Now, back in the day, there was no laptop, so you kind of enjoyed your time, and you didn't really sleep much, so I tried to sleep, but explain what it's like on a big road win on the flight, especially something like that. Explain what that flight is like coming back home.
Well, I'm guessing our experiences are different than theirs today, right? Because we were, even as NFL players, we were still back in the coach, in coach, right? You had two big guys, and, you know, now they're taking these jumbo jets down to Arrowhead. Do you know what I mean? Where 75% of the team is flying first class. But, you know, the trips back are great. Obviously, they're great when you win. They suck when you lose. But, yeah, we didn't have a ton of victorious flights back. You know, when I was in Carolina, Grant probably can speak to that a little better.
we just had a saying, win or lose, we still booze. But, it's a party at 30,000 feet after a big win.
I'm sure.
I could imagine. Man. Yeah.
Good time.
Like in college, obviously that's not really the scene, and nor should it be.
You don't need a
bunch of freshmen all of a sudden having a couple Budweisers
on the way home.
No.
At the time, I probably didn't feel bad, but now looking back, the flight attendants probably had a rough go around. I mean, you know, every single guy was hitting on, you know, the flight attendants on the way home, and it could get a little bit out of hand,
Do you guys remember Jack Snow that played for the Rams?
Absolutely.
Okay, so Jack was our radio guy in St. Louis and just old school. Like, to the day he died, still had, like, creases in his 1970 pants, big, you know, lapel collars. Oh, yeah. Smoking like a chimney, greased over hair, permanent tan. But we were on a flight home one time, and he, you know, this is, you know, 90s, 2000, early 2000s. He's in the back of the plane smoking.
Yeah.
You know? He does not care.
Does not care at all.
Flight attendant walks up and she's like, you can't do that. And he's just like, sweetheart, I've been doing this for 30 years. You're not stopping me now.
But the puff.
Smoking on the way back.
On the flight.
On the flight back.
Doesn't care.
Oh, God, that's a thing of beauty. Anything else in the text line?
People just saying thank you for the time. And is there like a moment besides a national championship memory you guys that sticks out from college, from playing?
I mean, I always think, you know, people ask what favorite game to play in was, I think, 96 Colorado. That was kind of here in Lincoln, and it was like an overcast. It was cold, kind of rain, sleet, snow sort of day, and it was just a defensive battle.
Yeah, that's my favorite game, too, because I wasn't sure if I, you know, and you were probably in the same boat, wasn't sure what was going to happen next year, and that was going to be our last game at Memorial Stadium.
Yeah.
So it was the only game I, you know, because I'm always so hyper-focused on the game, the task at hand. That was the only game where I stopped to acknowledge everything, and the, you know, the energy of the crowd, the environment, the weather. And that's just a memory that I carry with me forever, that game.
Tell them what it's like also, because you have the playing in Memorial was incredible. And then in those games you're talking about, the fans would basically stand the whole game. Yep. Or they would you would hear the elevation between plays. Right. Like all of a sudden their third day was incredible. But tell them what also the coolness of what it's like to go on the road. Because playing on the road is unbelievable.
The best for a defensive player, if you don't love going on the road more than playing at home, then there's something wrong with you.
It's true.
There's nothing better than going on the road. Like when we went out to Seattle, I mean, and even just from coming out of the tunnel, right? You have the entire band that is in the tunnel, the Washington band. But when the opposing team comes out, they all turn their back on you, right? So you're.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hims, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite and eat less, so success is within reach. Plus, Wegovy is the first ever GLP-1 pill for weight loss, so there's no needles needed. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and in-app lifestyle and nutrition support, like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hims makes it simple to find a weight loss approach that fits into your world and your wallet if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized for you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. Ready to reach your goals? Visit Hims.com/early break to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's Hims.com/early break. Hims.com/early break. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions, visit Hims.com.
Quality proteins aren't just for special occasions. With Omaha Steaks, you get unbeatable flavor and value delivered right to your door. They have an unmatched selection of perfectly portioned proteins, including USDA certified tender, steaks, burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and more. All flash frozen at their moment of peak quality. Then quickly delivered to your door in a dependable cooler. So a great dinner is just minutes away. From Taco Tuesday to a weekend feast, Omaha Steaks practically invented meat delivery. And they've been perfecting the art of premium proteins for over 100 years. With their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can order with complete confidence. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference. A better, more convenient way to buy proteins. Start getting flavorful proteins delivered today. Visit omahasteaks.com and get $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
Walking down there, and you can hear, you know, a few of them chiming off on you and stuff, but like, going into that stadium, which is notoriously loud.
That's incredible stadium. I've played in it. Yeah. Or coached in it.
Yeah.
Yes.
The best road story, though. We're playing out in Boulder. And you've been out there, you know, when you're sitting
coming
on the bench.
Coming down that ramp?
Yeah.
Or at the bench.
Yeah, so you're sitting on the bench.
And the fans can touch you.
Their knees are in your back.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there, and I think it's our sophomore year.
It was our senior year.
Senior year, so we're sitting on the bench, and somebody about two rows back starts chirping. And Jay, he goes, hey, Jason, where's your blanking brother? We're talking about Christian. Yeah. And Jason turns around. And the guy's been going off.
And he went
off
on more than that. He was going off on me for, like, you know, the first half or something.
And so he fires off, where's your blanking brother? And Jason turns around. And he's like, probably out blanking your daughter.
Oh, no.
This guy starts trying to come over the fence at us. And we're like, please cross that line.
Just come over the fence. That's one of those two. That was one of those kind of hold me back deals too.
Yep. Yeah.
Somebody, I'm going to act like I'm going to go at him. Somebody, please grab me.
Right. Somebody. He wasn't coming over that railing.
No, he wasn't.
He
coming.
Knew if he came over that railing, he was going to get pounded.
Ugly. I'm telling you, it's a thing of beauty because when you were at Colorado, Iowa's very close to that. You guys probably never played at Iowa. Did you? It's very similar. How the fans are right there, but Colorado, you can touch them. They're right. They're right there. So when you're drawing stuff up, I'd be drawing stuff up, and they're just yelling that. It's not gonna work,
right.
And they're on. They are. That's you're the dumbest coach like that, and they would just be on you. And it was, but it was cool.
Yeah.
I mean, to go play at some place where there's a track around, like you go to Kansas, there was a track around the stadium. You had to run across the track out onto the field, and you're like, this is not what I'm signed up for. But when you get into those big games like that, where it's heated and they're tight on you, and like you said, I always describe this one. You guys felt it. So Washington was one of the best. When you're out there and the place is full early. Then here come the kickers and the long snappers, and they boo. and they're booing the kickers, you know, and then here come the next phase out for warm-ups. Yeah. And you're like going, okay,
skill
this is
guys
all,
are out.
Yeah, skill guys are out, and then this is going to be on. And so you guys played in all those in those arenas. And it doesn't feel to me, I'm sure I'm wrong on this, it doesn't feel, and I watch the NFL, I don't see, I don't feel the same vibe as going to play at Auburn or at Alabama or at Georgia. It doesn't feel like that when I turn on and I'm watching a game. KC's close, but what do you guys think about that, the NFL? What was your take on playing on those road games?
Let's see.
There were some we would play in, like when we would go out to San Francisco. You know, that was pretty heated because the Rams were from L.A. and all that. And so there's some games where there's a little bit of animosity within the division, but it's nothing compared to college.
Yeah, and we were expansion team in 96, so the roots weren't really there.
New team still.
I mean, we'd have whenever, like, the Redskins would come into town or Pittsburgh or Dallas, we were literally playing a road game in our own stadium.
Yeah, but you watch it, and you never – because there's times like that. It's like going, I'm not even sure if there's people in the game.
Yeah.
And there's 60,000 people there, and I don't even hear them what it is like that because you don't quite have the same – I use the term like when we'd go to A&M and play. I mean, the sheer pageantry was insanity, seeing the core and all that stuff.
Yeah. When my wife had her first game in Lincoln, I'm like – shoot, we were driving up here. I'm like, you've been to Super Bowls. You've been to big playoff games. I'm like, you have never seen any – and we were playing USC here forever ago. I'm like, you have never seen anything. And she went to Mizzou.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, you have never seen anything like this. And it just totally blew her away. Just like you said, the pageantry, the fanaticism. It's just different in college, especially here.
It was great, too, at the time for us when we were going through it. You know, we were either number one or ranked somewhere in the top, you know, five or seven teams. So we were everybody's. And we were, you know, defending national champions most year. So we were everybody's big game. So even when we'd roll into Baylor or something, you know, like it was probably pretty full and, you know, it was going to be a chaotic atmosphere.
Yeah, I remember being down there. I think it was Tommy's freshman year when he started. We were at Missouri and the game got tight. And we came out at halftime and the berm had completely filled.
Yeah.
It was like there wasn't completely filled. Yeah. And all of a sudden the game was – and it turned into a game, you know, and we ended up winning, obviously. I remember, and I think the next game was when we beat, then we came and played Colorado at night and beat them by like 50.
Yeah.
Came back. But I remember that game coming out at halftime going, oh, wow, it's a little different in the end zone.
They do have fans here.
Yeah, I do have fans here. And the
little tricks that, you know, other teams play when you go into their place. I mean, even Missouri down there in 97, what people didn't know or could realize maybe from the TV was how thick and long the grass was in between the hashes. Like, so, and it was wet. Like, I remember the first time trying to get off the ball and a big clump of grass. And that was the game where the sprinklers went off in the middle of the game, right? So they purposely had kind of, that was how they were going to slow down at least like our pass rush. They were going to, you know, slow us down in between the tackles there. But, you know, that's the cool thing.
Isn't that a thing of beauty, though?
Absolutely.
Just imagine getting together. What are we going to do? Well, let's get the field manager in here. And here's
how can we slow down?
Not cutting any grass, and we're going to water it. And then all of a sudden, have the sprinklers come on. They'll think it's funny, but it's not. If this was planned out. This is strictly planned out. God, that's awesome. That is the sheer, again, that's college football.
Anything to win. Hell yeah.
It's like, okay. All right. That's kind of fun. There was always, it talked about forever. No one really proved it, I guess, that there was microphones at Oklahoma State that would amplify the crowd noise. Yeah. That was talked about a little bit also at that time.
Yeah. That was the first game that we started, that Oklahoma State down there Thursday night on TV. Yeah. Boy, I remember so nervous. That was a national televised game. That was
that coach's 200th win? Was that when that
I think
was?
So.
Was that
the next? LP, was that, LP went
just
off.
Nuts.
Well, this has been a lot of fun. It's been Jason Peter, Brent Wistrom for 2 hours, guys. Thank you so much.
That was awesome. You're welcome. We didn't even talk about the farm animals.
We didn't even talk about donkeys. Hey, how do we get a hold of this? We got it. We have
Matt Hunting. What happened to Matt Hunting?
Next week.
Okay.
I have a phone number. I have locked a phone number up, so I do have that. Inventor of the bones.
That's right.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. The Drive is next. See you next week.